Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, 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 greetings. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are doing devotions. If you can believe it, we're at day 22. I am so happy to be here. It's been a journey. It has been a real journey because life didn't stop lifing, okay? Life has been a little extra over the last month, and I'm sitting here like, really? Could this not have waited until we got finished with devotions? And the answer is no. Obviously, it couldn't have waited. But, you know, we're here. We're here. In 22 days of here, and I can tell you, family, it's best to take each day at a time. Sometimes the job is so big. Sometimes it's so taxing, so demanding of us, that if we were to see the whole thing at one time, we may not do it. You know, we may say, hey, God, you know, that's a whole lot. Maybe I'm not the right person for this. You know, we would definitely have some doubts and stuff. So there are oftentimes God will reveal to us the amount that he has to reveal to us. And that way it gives us the opportunity to not be overly overwhelmed. It stops us from backing out. It stops us from, you know, having doubts and things like that, you know. So sometimes we have to take our life and our situations just like that, one day at a time, one moment at a time, as to not overwhelm ourselves, as to not be overly concerned in places we can't. So I woke up this morning, started with my prayers and my meditations and spending some quiet time. The morning is, to me, is the best quiet time. When the whole house, my apartment, the other apartments, everyone outside, you know, the only things moving and grooving really are the birds. So, you know, in the morning when it's quiet, this morning I woke up, I was feeling a little heavy. And I was like, you know, heavy is okay. It's not, you know, heavy is not sad. It's not depressed. Heavy is just not skipping like I usually like to skip. I enjoy skipping. Today it was a little heavy. And I was like, okay. What is this? Where is this coming from? How do we move this heavy? And I just sat with it for a moment, and I was like, okay. Let's get started in the day. You know, I'm sure there'll be an explanation for the heavy later. And sure enough, I opened my book, and it says, Finding Comfort in God. I said, oh, okay, well, that explains the heavy. Tell you about finding comfort in God. And there's really one thing that does it, and it does it for me. And as you start to develop your personal relationship with God, remember, not the relationship our parents gave us. When you start having your personal relationship with God, you'll find that God loves you. For me, it's the love. You may have something else. For you, it might be the grace. It may be like, oh, my goodness, when I was living in the world, when I was doing this, when I was doing that, and I knew I was incorrect and I just couldn't help myself, God had mercy on me and he showed me grace. For you, it might be the grace. For someone else, it may be the protection. You know, when you feel God moving obstacles out your way, when you feel God, you know, really, really standing up for you, like, no, this is my child. and you're not going to treat her like that. You're not going to treat him like that. And so when you feel that, you may say, oh, it's a protection from me. That's what really makes me appreciative of God's time and energy, because there's a lot, there's a millions of people, millions of animals, blades of grass. You know, there's just so much going on, osmosis. I mean, there's a lot going on, family. And God takes the time to make sure that you're okay. So for you, it could be the protection. For me, it's the love to be able to feel. And it's not just the love, because there's love all around us. Whether you want to receive it or not, that's up to you. But there's love all around it, unconditional aspects of this love that gets me. The unconditional aspects of God that get me. You know, his ability to love me when I'm right and when I'm wrong. Because sometimes I'm wrong, I'm sure. I don't know about it. No, it's not. Sometimes I'm wrong. Sometimes I may not be wrong, I may not be right, you know. There's all kinds of little stuff we need to be aware of. And knowing that God loves me even when I'm struggling helps me to find comfort, helps me to know, look, this moment is a temporary moment. Keep pushing. You'll get through. There's more for you. You'll have a second chance. You know, this delayed is not denied. All those things help me to find that comfort. And once you have found comfort in God, you're built a little different. I mean, I believe your comeback is a little stronger. Your ability to endure, knowing this issue, that issue, but no, I can endure because I have whatever God is bringing to you, you know? So when it comes to finding comfort in God, this is going to be an easy button for me, because I know there's been too many examples of how God watches over me. And so I take great comfort in God. You know, there are times, you know, a lot of people believe, you know, come as they are. They're very informal with God. And, you know, they talk to God like they're talking to me and you. And so there's this very open, casual feeling towards God. For me, I don't know if I get informal with God, but it's more personal, you know. So whether you call it informal or whether it's just personal, but I share with God on levels that I don't share with anyone else. You know, God is the keeper of my secrets, and he keeps them, and I find comfort in that. You know, God is, you know, he is that inspiration for me. But if you're ever having a bad day, you can call me. I'm great. I tell you, I could turn it around in 2 seconds. In half of the 2 seconds, 1.75 of those 2 seconds is gonna be me telling you how much God loves me. It's gonna be me reminding you, hey, God ain't let you down yet. God hasn't done anything. In fact, even when you didn't want to listen to God, God was patient with you and allowed you to discover what you needed to discover, and then let you come back with no questions and no qualms. Come on in. Even, you know, I love, I have a TikToker that I watch, and she's always talking to God. And at the end, she's like, I'm going to find out for myself. And every time she says it, I laugh because I'm like, no. That's how those conversations go. You know, you go and ask God, God, I don't know if this is the right job for me. You know, I'm just going to try it. If I get the job, I get it. I know it's going to be a lot of stress, but I'm going to find out for myself. God's like, yes, you will. you will find out that that's not the move for you, baby girl. But go ahead. If you need that memory, go ahead and do it and find out and everything and come back and let me know how you feel about it. And I do and be like, oh, God, that was not the move. And he laughs. God laughs. He laughs at me and with me. But I need, if you never take that comfort in God, then this spirituality is going to feel like work to you. If you never find that comfort, if you never get to the point where you're like, you know, hey, I'm comfortable in my relationship with God. I feel good and encouraged and inspired in my relationship with God. If you never do that, then it's going to feel like, oh, man, every time I turn around, I got to be praying. I got to be fasting. I got too much work to do. All these candles, you know, is going to feel, you'll feel the work. If you don't feel the comfort, you'll feel the work. And I can tell you, sometimes it takes a moment to feel comfortable. Don't let that, you know, don't let that bother you. Don't let that be like, oh, my goodness, do I really have a relationship with God? Because sometimes I don't feel it. I don't feel the warmth. I don't feel, okay, if you've ever had to break in a chair, you know, if you've ever have slept in, like, let's say you go to a hotel, that bed may be a perfectly great bed. It might be, you know, posturpedic. It may have all the bells and whistles that vibrate and do all this other stuff, right? But if it's not your bed, it's going to feel uncomfortable because sometimes it takes a moment to get comfortable. Sometimes people need familiarity in order to get comfortable, you know. So if you're not finding comfort in your relationship with God, I'm going to ask you, how much time and energy are you spending with God? Are you taking the time to get to know him? Are you taking the time to share who you are? Have you taken the time to share what you are going through? The way we get comfort from things is, you know, we share. We spend time with. We feel, you know, that non-judgment zone. We feel encouraged. We feel. This is how we get to the comfort. Okay, it takes a little time. It may take a little energy. You know, you may have to leave the comfort of the world to get to the comfort of God. Now, let me tell you about the comfort of the world. You know, for those that wear glasses, until someone showed you glasses, until you sat in a chair and a man said, this one, is this better? A or B. Until you do that, you may not realize that your vision's bad. I have very limited vision and didn't realize it. I didn't realize my vision was bad until I went to take a driver's test and couldn't pass. And I don't know if y'all know how basic a driver's test is. They're like, oh, Mama 7, if you can't pass the driver's test, that means you're blind. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, did not realize it. Why? Because these are my eyes. This is what I've been looking at. This is what, you know, I don't know. I didn't know that there were letters and numbers underneath this thing. I didn't know until someone showed me and exposed me, hey, you could be missing something with this bad vision, this blurry vision. So I'm going to tell you, if you've never been exposed to God, if you don't have a relationship, sometimes you may not know exactly what you're missing, but you know you're missing something. You know, I remember they would give me assignments in school, and the teacher would say, okay, page 100, answer the questions. I'm like, okay, got it. But what she would write down in small letters is, evens only see that. So I miss that. And so I'm up middle of the night doing all this homework, and my mother's like, are you sure the teacher assigned all this homework for you? Yes, yeah, she said page 100. I didn't get the extra information. So going to school, you know, my mother's like, oh, I'm going up to that school. This is ridiculous. Da, 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 da. She goes up to the school, fusses with the teacher, and the teacher still had it on the board. It was the next day. He said, page 100, evens only. And then my mother said, where is her seat at? In the back? They're like, yeah, let's move her in the front. She's missing something. Let's expose her to the board. So sometimes when you don't know, you don't know. When you haven't experienced the comfort, you've been thinking the world is comforting you. No, it's not. It's keeping you trapped in a cycle of craziness. You know, it's keeping you trapped in a cycle of bills, you know, work, sleep, work, sleep, work, sleep, bills, work, sleep, bills. It's a cycle. There's no comfort in that. That cycle is disrespectful. Comfort in that. We need comfort. We need love. All those things that you say that God brings to you, we need them in our life. That's the comfort of God. But I can tell you, if you've never been exposed, just like my blind self, didn't realize I was blind because until I start missing things, you know. So you'll never realize that you don't really have a relationship with God or the value of a relationship with God until you look around and you realize you're missing things. You're missing happiness. You're missing a love, a meaningful relationship. You know, we have all kind of hit-and-miss relationships, kind of, sort of. We went out on 3 dates. You know, we have all kinds of that, but meaningful relationships. You don't even know how to base a relationship until you've been unconditioned, until you can see that you've been unconditionally loved by God. I don't know how you can move forward in a relationship with a human. Because you have to kind of see the blueprint first. See, when you get in a relationship with a human first and then turn around and you try to get in a relationship with God, you're going to see you've been doing it all wrong. You're going to see, ooh, I was so impatient, unforgiving. I was so ununderstanding. You see what I'm saying? The comfort of God helps us to know when and how to comfort others around us. So when we have, I can tell you, I'm going to say 1 in 4. 1 in 4 of us have a trauma that we haven't healed from. You know, I mean trauma, you know, abandonment issues, rape, you know, violence, and you know, domestic violence. It's 1 in 4. Now there's 40 of us in this fast. That means 10 of us are hurting. We need comfort. We need healing. I can say that probably 50-60% of us, this is just doing this fast, are going through some sort of financial issue, whether we're stuck in this housing crisis, whether you're underemployed, whether you're not employed at all. You know what I'm saying? No matter what, we're being impacted negatively by this housing crisis. I can tell you, I'm going to say maybe 30%, 40% of us. Now, that's still a large number. are struggling in relationships, interacting with our mates, in finding mates. So there's a lot of hurt, and we are a great organization. We are strong. We are, you know, progressive. We really are working and building on that relationship with God. And there's so much pain just in us, just in us. Imagine what the others are up there dealing with. Tell you, if you can seek and find that comfort in God, it helps the healing process. It helps you see that healing is necessary. It helps you understand that, you know, trouble don't last always. You know, that I love that quote. I love it. I say it often. But, you know, what people don't say, what we don't go through is, okay, if it doesn't last always, that's good, but what do I do in the meantime? You find comfort. And this is what we do. And this is why we read about God. This is why we understand God's covenant. This is why we make sure that, you know, this is why we have fast buddies. Reach out, because I promise you, sometimes if you can't see the comfort of God for yourself, this might mean that you need someone else to expose to you, hey, remember God loves you. Remember God wants good things for you. Take your God out the box and really allow God to be everything right now. We don't have to save God for an emergency. God is ready. He's ready, Freddy. You know, we really have to start moving with another understanding of God's love and his principles for us. Today is Wednesday. Now, of course, we're fasting because it's time to fast. But it's Wednesday. We were going to be fasting anyway. So we might as well go ahead and get credit for both. So if you feel doubly hungry today, there's the reason why. We're fasting and it's Wednesday, so we're fasting. So understand, you know, we got things to do, right? I want everyone, no matter what your little area of discomfort and pain may be today, even if it's in your body, I want you to really go and seek God for comfort. Seek God for comfort. Allow God to bring in that feeling of peace to your body. Allow God to bring in that feeling of peace to your spirit. You know, today is that day where you allow God to be your big blanket and you just wrap yourself up. Okay? Now, you heard I say wrap yourself up. You know, we have our fast buddies. That's wonderful. I'm also going to tell you, pull your energy in a little bit today. You know, we do so much outreach. I'm actually surprised at how much outreach everyone does. It's like everyone is the leader in their community, the leader in their family, the leader in whatever they're doing. All of a Wonderful Approach has this ministry that they're carrying on their back. And so I would really say today, try to pull in a little bit of your energy for you. You know, if you have to skip a phone call, send a text, whatever. But allow yourself the feeling of comfort for you. Because we can do so much output that there's nothing, very little left for us. You know, we already have so many people looking to us for assurance, for love, for everything. So today, make sure you loving yourself first. Can we do that? Today, make sure you're filling your cup up first and bless others with the overflow of your cup, especially today. You know, because today we try to feel it. We're trying to feel that comfort of God and understanding all that God has provided for us. We're trying to feel that, okay? So moving into the prayer, if this is your first prayer that you've heard today, please don't let it be your last. You know, we have tons of programs that help to inspire us, get us kicked off the right way. Wednesdays are important. We got to get into our center. So as we're searching for God, that search should be leading us back to ourselves. As we're searching for self and healing of self, that should be leading us right to God. You see how that works? So we're working for ourselves and working for God at the same time. Moving into prayer, Father, Mother, God, the prayer, He heals the brokenhearted. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of stars and calls them each by name, is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord saves the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Amen. Take a moment to allow God to heal your broken heart. Amen. Protect yourself. Protect your fast. Speak to you soon. Peace.